Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Cult survivors miraculously change, but H.R. 5 will silence them. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, in getting to know Angel and Luis, the two Pult survivors, you know, and hearing their story and hearing their heart for the Lord now and seeing where God has brought them, you know, they have both experienced being shunned by the LGBT community because they have embraced Jesus Christ. But can you imagine what they will experience if this HR 5 comes into play?
Yeah, Angel grew up in the church, but he abandoned his faith and became involved in same-sex relations. His drinking led to drugs and eventually to extreme drug use. He was at Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, when this tragedy occurred. He was drunk and high during this shooting, and that's when a Muslim extremist opened fire, killing 49 people and wounding another 50 people. Later, medical experts estimated that Angel had been shot 6 times. Yet in his darkest moments, God miraculously protected him, redeemed him, and restored his life.
Yeah, he had to have a rod put in his leg. I mean, he's a walking miracle, no doubt. Shot 6 times, and he was actually holding the hand of a woman who was shot and killed
right beside him. He heard the shooter coming.
Horrific.
And you can imagine, just incredible terror that you hear the gunshot coming closer and closer. You hear the footsteps, and then this person right next to him gets shot, laying on the ground, dies. He's shot 6 times.
Right, and this was 2016, so it's been 5 years since this has happened.
Yeah.
But he was the first one that you saw in the media, you know, gave the press conference or whatever, and then he was just flooded with media attention after that.
Yeah, he said, you know, he was petrified, knowing what was next. He heard the shooter behind him gauging his next move. That's when I asked the Lord for forgiveness, to forgive me for failing him, for turning my back on him. I wanted to be at peace with God, but at that moment, my prayer changed to prophecy. I prophetically claimed, he said, my life for the Lord. I told him I would not leave that building dead, that I had a purpose, and he would fulfill all the promises he made over my life. I knew, he said, in that moment that I was chosen, and God had something big for me. I promised him I would worship him the rest of my days. That very moment I said, amen, I felt the bullet. Heat swelled through my abdomen, and I was certain I was dead. But when I opened my eyes, I knew the Lord spared me. I mean, it's unbelievable. The ambulance staff said that if Angel had been cared for 5 minutes later, he would have bled to death. He would have died.
Yeah, some of the police were actually able to get in while the shooter was still in the nightclub. They were actually able to get in and ask who is alive. Angel was able to raise his hand, and they were able to drag him out. Fortunately, the hospital was not too far away, but they drug him over the broken glass, over all the carnage, to get him help, and that saved his life.
Unbelievable story. And so, as a result of that, he did commit his life to the Lord at that moment, and the Lord miraculously changed him and brought him away from and freed him from the same-sex relations, the drugs, the alcohol, all that, you know, drugs and alcohol that he used to crush and you know, suppress his pain. All that was removed. And as a result of that, he's shared his story about the life-changing power of Jesus Christ in relationship with him. His voice would be silenced if H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, passes in the Senate. But there's also another one, Luis. He was also at Pulse that same fateful night. After the last call for alcohol, Luis and his friends heard someone screaming to get out of the club. Almost instantly, the shooter was in front of Luis. And with each shot coming closer, Luis kicked down a locked gate, but his foot got caught and he was trampled. After the massacre, Luis felt God tugging at his heart, saying, I'm giving you another chance. But he tried to drown his memories of that horrible night with alcohol. But the breaking point came, Holly, when he found out that he was HIV positive. He said, that hit me hard. I realized I was making a lot of bad choices. He turned to Christ. He said, little by little, it was a process. I would leave church and go to the club. But in that time, Jesus was taking those things away without any effort from me.
And you know what's amazing? They were both raised in a Christian home. They both had praying mothers. Luis's father was a pastor, you know, but they still struggled with this, as we all struggle with different kinds of sin. And, you know, regarding LGBT, that's why we represent counselors who are able to help people that are struggling with these attractions or these behaviors. But with the HR 5, the Equality Act, that would all be silenced.
Yeah, Luis and Angel co-founded the organization called Fearless Identity so they could share their testimonies in churches and schools. They offer God's love for those caught in the LGBTQ web. But as I said, the so-called Equality Act, HR 5, which is now in the Senate, would stop all of that. Mm-hmm. It would stop it because it would not only apply to employment and locations, public accommodations, but it would also apply online. So their book, they have a documentary that they have created about their changed lives. It's called More Than a Victim, the Angel Colon and Louise Ruiz story. More Than a Victim, the Angel Colon and Louise Ruiz story. That documentary would be ultimately a target on websites, social media, because HR 5 even applies to online.
Right.
Everything that's online, social media, your website, emails, anything that's online. If you say anything contrary to LGBT or Q, that's going to be discriminatory. And this law is very coercive and will punish people across the board. No one will be able to escape the reach of this LGBTQ and abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy bill.
You know, these guys are also, through their ministry, doing freedom marches where they have other people who have come out of the lifestyle and have embraced Jesus Christ, and they go in these various cities and share their testimonies. They would be silenced if the Equality Act is enacted.
Yeah, absolutely. They would be silenced. Those gatherings would be targeted. This is a terrible bill. It is the most dangerous bill that I've ever seen come out of Congress in history. And that's saying a lot, but that's what this bill is. It really will put the federal government reach in every corner of our lives. No one will be exempt. It applies not only to employment, but also public accommodations. But within public accommodations, it's not limited to a physical facility or place. It applies online. So anything that is online regarding this will ultimately be censored. Any books, I mean, Facebook is already removing, and Amazon's already removing books that are well-read, good books on people's lives who've changed. They're already censoring that. Well, this would expand that across the board. Even these new social media platforms that say they don't censor, and more will be coming online, they will be required by this HR 5 law to censor, even though they don't want to censor anything that's not promoting LGBTQ. And Q in the Senate bill stands for queer, which means that it is more than just LGB and T. It is also the whole universe of sexual paraphilias. There's about 549 of those, and they're just unbelievable. You wouldn't even imagine this list, but that all would become legal. And you would be required to not only accept it, but frankly, promote it.
You know, Matt, this is the church's moment to rise up. We need to be praying. Every pastor, every church member needs to be talking about this, reaching out to their legislators, saying, no, we will not stand for this.
Yes. And in fact, we have a website page, lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. As I said, it's in the Senate. It repeals the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So it applies to every church, every college, every school. Resistance or noncompliance, no matter what your doctrine is, will result in a lawsuit from the Department of Justice, private lawsuits, loss of tax exemption, and also for schools, loss of accreditation.
Email your legislators, call them, contact them every day if you have to say, no, I do not support this.
And you can go to lc.org/HR5 for more information. There we've got a fax program that you can participate in. We've got faxes to key senators. You can also sign the petition, send your friends to sign the petition as well. We will deliver that to key senators. And then also you can look up the phone numbers of your individual senators. Make sure you call them. Even if your senators are not responsive, fax and sign the petition, because we're going to be giving the faxes and the petitions to certain senators to stop this H.R. 5 bill. This is of the essence to do so. And make sure other people know about it as well. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.